From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine launches full-scale assault on pro-Russian militias. Close race and partial Afghan vote count. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine says it is launching a full-scale anti-terrorist operation against pro-Russian militias in eastern Ukraine. In a televised speech today, Ukraine President Alexander Turchynov vowed Kiev will not let Russia take over eastern Ukraine after its annexation of the Crimean Peninsula last month. Mr. Turchynov said he'll grant amnesty to any pro-Russian separatists who lay down their weapons by Monday. The Russian Foreign Ministry immediately branded Ukraine's operation a criminal order, calling for urgent consideration of it by the UN Security Council. Mr. Turchynov's speech came hours after Ukrainian special forces and pro-Russian militia exchanged gunfire in the eastern Ukrainian city of Slovansk, with both sides reporting casualties. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, says the United States is trying to establish what really happened before it considers a response to allegations poison gas was used again in Syria. Both sides in that country's civil war blamed each other for allegations gas was used in attacks Friday and Saturday during the ongoing international effort to rid the country of chemical weapons. Also Sunday, Syrian government forces launched air raids in rebel-held areas around the capital, Damascus, and districts of Aleppo, with dozens of deaths and injuries reported. A suicide car bomber in northern Iraq killed at least seven people. The bomber drove his explosives-laden vehicle into a security checkpoint northwest of the city of Kirkuk. There's been no claim of responsibility. Officials in Chile say a huge fire killed at least 16 people and destroyed 500 homes in the port city of Valparaiso, 120 kilometers northwest of the capital, Santiago. More than 10,000 people have been evacuated. The fire broke out Saturday in a forested area above ramshackle housing on one of the city's many hilltops. Chile's president, Michelle Bachelet, declared a state of emergency, placing armed forces in the city's streets to maintain order and prevent looting. Preliminary results from Afghanistan's presidential election earlier this month show a close contest between two of the candidates. Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad.
The early figures put Abdullah Abdullah in the lead with nearly 42% of the votes counted of the 7 million ballots cast. His nearest rival, Ashraf Ghani, has about 38%. Announcing the details at a news conference Sunday in Kabul, Commission Chairman Ahmed Yusuf Nuristani cautioned this is not the final result and the front runner could change. He said there is no doubt fraud has taken place in many parts and the Independent Election Commission is firmly committed to resolve the issue within its authority and present only those results that are free of fraud. The winning candidate will replace President Karzai. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Christians are celebrating Palm Sunday, the start of the Holy Week. In Vatican City, tens of thousands of faithful Catholics turned out to hear Pope Francis offer Mass in the main square. Robert Berger attended festivities in Jerusalem.
Bells called the faithful to Palm Sunday prayers at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Palm Sunday marks Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on a donkey more than 2,000 years ago. Inside the church, worshipers waving palm and olive branches held a festive procession around the ancient stone tomb revered as the place where Jesus rose from the dead.
I feel elated and I give all the glory to God.
Jerusalem will host a flood of pilgrims this week as Easter week coincides with the Jewish feast of Passover, which begins at sundown on Monday. Robert Berger for VOA News in Jerusalem's Old City.
North Korea, for the first time, allowed foreign tourists to compete in an annual marathon through the streets of its capital, Pyongyang. Of thousands of participants in the Sunday event, more than 200 were from other countries. The course started and ended at Kim Il-sung Stadium. Participants were greeted at the finish line by more than 40,000 cheering spectators. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.